Hey everybody, I hope you are staying cool here as we approach the middle of July. We are in the 11th of the month in the 11th chapter of Proverbs today. And the very first verse I run across when I'm reading the 11th chapter of Proverbs is the same one that's in your Bible. And it says, "The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are his delight." So back in biblical times, there were people who would finagle the weights when they were weighing out products to sell products. They would change the scales and cheat people. And this is referring to that, saying that accurate weights are God's delight. So in other words, God highly values honesty. I want you to be real with yourself for a moment. How honest of a person are you? When you're in a really difficult situation, or if there's gain to be made, do you find yourself at times justifying dishonesty? Now, there are several different ways that people are dishonest. I mean, people can cheat other people and to get an advantage. We can cheat on our taxes and things like that. We can overcharge for products. So those are to get more of a monetary gain. But let's look at this in regards to taking responsibility for things that we did when we messed up. When we mess up, are we honest when we mess up? Or do we try to put the blame on someone else or try to not answer the questions fully or tell partial truths? What about when it comes to having a difficult conversation with someone? Are you honest about it? Do you say things that need to be said with love, or do you tend to bend the truth a little bit? You know, God honors and God delights in our honesty. Let's pray that God gives us the strength to be honest in all situations. Father, thank you that your word is so dependable and that we can learn so much about how to live a righteous, godly life just by reading your word. And Lord, as we read these principles of life and in Proverbs, we are reminded that you highly value honesty. Lord, forgive us when we tell little white lies or partial truths and then we justify it. Forgive us, Lord, when we do things and say things that are just a little dishonest in order to give us a little gain or get what we want. Father, we know that you delight in truth. And Jesus, you are truth and your word is truth. And because your word is truth, we need to take things like this into consideration. So, Lord, even those little areas, again, that we have blinders on, that may be little areas of dishonesty, though so many people are more dishonest, and we can easily justify it by using the words, "at least somebody else is doing worse than I am," or "at least I'm not doing that." Lord, may we just be honest with ourselves. Because as we've mentioned earlier this month, you're a God that sees everything. And so, Lord, we not to be above others, not because you're a God that's mad at us, but because we want to be more like you and the person that you've called us to be. I pray that we would be honest, no little white lies, no partial truths, even speaking hard things when there's nothing to gain or there's something even to lose. Would you help us with honesty, because that's what you value. And we thank you for the strength to do these things. In Jesus' name, amen.